Good morning. We're continuing our topic of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar as it applies to the context of Shiduchim. And today, Amir Tzashem, we are going to go through a tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we're going to see maybe an alternative view by Rav Moshe Sternbach in his tshuva Shlan Haga. So today, the tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein and his Igros Moshe was asked about our topic. Is there an iser, a prohibition of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar when it comes to Shiduchim? And the specific question was, there was a young girl, and the question was, she already was Mishudechet, we'll define what that means, to a certain boy, and somebody else was interested in her, another boy, and the question was, is there a prohibition on that second boy of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar? So we're going to go through his analysis. It's a little bit technical, but fascinating. And we'll extrapolate a little bit from what he says. We won't go through everything, as it's a little bit lengthy and detailed, but we'll get the main concepts of what Rav Moshe says. So he says as follows. Point number one, V'hinei kol zman shalaychlitu b'neim shenigmar hashidach. As long as the boy and girl, the original boy and the girl, have not yet come to the conclusion that they are going to get married yet. And it could be a couple possibilities. Either he or her are unsure, is this the right person for me? So they haven't, at least one of them, has not concluded yet that they want to move forward to marriage. Or even if they have agreed, even if both are on board, we want to get married, but there is an open issue. For example, an open financial issue of the status, of the significance that indeed the shidduch may not go through because of that issue that has not been agreed upon yet. Who's going to pay for the chasana? Who is going to pay for an apartment afterward? Who is going to support the kids until they're independent? Whatever the situation is, but it's a significant issue that has not been agreed upon. Even if the boy and girl want to get married, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, there, as long as it's the type of issue that it could break the shidduch because of it, Barur Shalek Adi Ma'afech B'Charar. It is clear that there is no prohibition on boy number two of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar. And he rivals the Ramah. He says, when we're looking in the context of business, there's only a prohibition of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar if price has been agreed upon. But if the price has not been agreed upon, then there is no prohibition of a second purchaser coming in and buying from the seller what purchaser number one wanted to buy. Why? Because they haven't agreed on some fundamental issue like price, and accordingly, there's no deal. There's no prohibition of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar. Accordingly, if the boy and girl, they're not on board, one of them at least hasn't agreed that they want to get married, or even if both of them have agreed that they want to get married, but there is an open material issue that could cause the shidduch to fall apart, there's not going to be a prohibition of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar. That is point number one. Continues Rav Moshe, point number two. Avalim kvar hichlitu ligmor ha-shidduch. If they have agreed that they want to get married together. Ach shadayin lo naseh ha-kinyan. However, they have not formalized what is typically done. At least assuming that it's typically done, they haven't made a kinyan. So there's a certain kinyan that they do. It could be that it's signing the tanaim. But what is typically done to formalize this shidduch has not been done yet. So they want to get married, but boy and girl, but they have not formalized it yet, and it is the standard to formalize it. So now he says this is going to come down to an important machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh on the one hand, and Rashi on the other. We talked about earlier, a number of days ago, the machlokas between Tosfos with Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. To what categories does the prohibition of Ani Ma'afech B'Charar apply to? Is it only Mekach u'Memkar, sales and purchases, and also rentals? Oh, that would be the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Here, Rav Moshe is bringing in the name of Tosfos and the Rosh. On the other hand, Rashi says it applies not only to those commercial transactions, but also hefker and mitzvah. If you have to find something ownerless, something that unique, it would apply as the same. The Tosfos and the Rosh are of the view that things that are very unique, mitzia, finding a lot of money on the floor, hefker, finding something that's a form of mitzia, and matana, getting a gift from somebody. Those are all unique opportunities. So that according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, ani mahafek does not apply to those. Why? Because those are so unique. We cannot say to purchaser number two, go find your own mitzia, go find your own hefker. We can say to them, go find your own mekach u'mekor, go find your own apartment to buy, go find your own widget to buy or to rent. But when it comes to these very unique opportunities, we can't say that. Accordingly, according to the Tosfos, that's Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, ani mahafek b'charara only applies to these commercial transactions, but not to something that is unusual and rare, like mitzia, hefker, matana. And says Rav Moshe, so it comes down to that machlokas, because we would categorize a shidduch, boy or girl, as something that is rare and unique, because people really care about who they're marrying. And accordingly, based on the view of Tosfos, that's Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, when it comes to Shiduchim, if they have not formalized their agreement to get married, there is going to be no problem of Ani Amach Becharar, and boy number two can come in, and he wouldn't be Nikra Rosh. On the other hand, based on Rashi, there would be a problem of Ani Amach Becharar. Having said that, the Rama Paskins, like the first view of Tosfos and the Rosh, that's the Rabbeinu Tam, that there would not be Ani Amafek B'Charara in our situation. So that is if they did not formalize their agreement that they want to get married, they didn't do a kinyan, they didn't sign the Tanayim, then it comes down to this machlokis, and we would be lenient. Now that's in a situation, even if they decided to get married, but they did not formalize it in places that you would typically formalize it, then there's not going to be a problem of Ani Amafek B'Charara. Point number three, says Rav Moshe, however, if they agreed they want to get married and they did do the kinyan, so they made a kinyan, they formalized it, or they signed Tanayim, then he says as follows. Now it gets a little complicated, but we'll shortcut it, and says as follows. Because there is a cheirim on somebody who breaks off a shidduch, as we discussed yesterday, that there was a cheirim going all the way back to the Rishonim, that somebody who breaks off a shidduch, boy or a girl, without the consent of the other, there is a cheirim, that person effectively is excommunicated. Because of that, once you do the kinyan or the tanayim, then that cheirim kicks in, and both the boy and the girl are obligated to move forward with that shidduch. And accordingly, the Isser of Ani Amahafech starts at that point. So he says as follows, L'cheinim echlitu likmar shiduchim, if they agreed, we want to move forward with this shidduch. V'lo yasu shum davar, lo kinyan v'lo ksivas tanayim. However, in a situation that they're not going to make tanayim and a kinyan, k'moshe noagim harbe bekan, like this is our minag nowadays, accordingly, because we're in a place that they don't typically sign tanayim, they don't do a kinyan, accordingly, just getting engaged would mean that the cheirim is applicable. And as soon as they decide they want to get married, they go public, they made a statement, we are going public, that we're going to be getting married, the cheirim kicks in, and there would be a prohibition of ani amahafek b'charara. So indeed, this sounds like it's point number four. So Rav Moshe is saying as follows. First, number point, that they if they haven't decided yet, or there are open issues, there's no problem of ani amahafek b'charara. If they've decided that they're going to get married, but they have not formalized it yet in a place that you typically formalized it, then there's going to be no ani amahafek b'charara, because we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Point number three is, if it's in a place that they do make a kinyan and they're no hag to make a kinyan, and they did make a kinyan, because once you do make a kinyan and once you have tanayim, that kicks in the cheirim, and you are obligated to move forward with the shidduch, so there would be a problem of ani mahafek b'charara. Now, how about in a place that the minhag is to not do a kinyan, to not make tanayim, but simply to go public and say we are engaged, says Rav Moshe, that is sufficient for the cheirim akilos to apply. They are obligated to move forward with the shidduch, and accordingly, ani mahafek b'charara would apply then. And he says even more so. In the second part, ach keshadayin lo pirsum, what happens if in a place that they don't typically sign tanayim, they don't typically make a kinyan, and they haven't gone public yet that they are getting engaged, so the cheirim apparently won't apply, but they've agreed privately, we're going to get it. They're engaged to be engaged. That's what they typically say nowadays. Engaged to be engaged. They haven't gone public with it, that they're getting married. He says in those countries, he's talking about it in certain areas in the United States, depending on what the hanhaga is, even though it's not called Kan lo nechshav gron. It's not the end. It's not that, strictly speaking, because they haven't gone public. So once you go in public, it's a cheirim, but if they haven't gone public, they're only engaged to be engaged and not talking about it publicly. But so accordingly, there's not the cheirim yet. Nonetheless, you should be machmir. He says it's a suffix. Maybe the cheirim applies and maybe not, doesn't apply. So you should indeed be machmir on that as well. So it seems, bottom line, places that you just get engaged but you don't formalize it, there's no kinyan, there's no tanaim. If they get engaged, the cheirim applies. Once the cheirim applies, there's a prohibition of ani mafrach b'charar on somebody else. And in a situation that they're engaged to be engaged, they haven't gone public yet, strictly speaking, the cheirim may not apply, but you should be machmir anyway. And number two should stay away. Have a wonderful day.